The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Is there any kids here tonight? Would you like to come down? If there's any children here tonight, would you like to come down and sit along here? If you do, you might get something special. Johnny, you have to sit down. For those on live stream, my husband was trying to come up. Drew, come on, sit down right here. Sit down right here. Okay, come on. Come on, sit down, Theo. Right here, in front of me. I wish I could get down to your level, but if I got down, I wouldn't be able to get back up. Okay? That's where I'm at right now. All right, we don't want to do that. You can come down here, too, if you want. You can bring that package. How about you bring that package and come down over here? Yeah, just put it right over here. It's heavy. I know.
We got a mammoth.
Okay, I have a question for a couple of you. All right. Who was listening when I read out of this book? You're going to have to look at me. Come on. You got to face me. Can you turn around and look at me? I can't talk to you if you don't look at me. Okay, I'm going to do this one more time. Does anybody remember what I read out of this book? Anybody? Bueller, no. Okay, do you know what this book is? What did you say? You forgot? I'm going to talk to your Sunday school teachers. All right, this is called a gospel book. Does anybody know what gospel means? It's kind of like a Bible. Yeah, that's pretty close. Okay, it has stories in it. That's good. Yeah, it's kind of like a Bible. It has stories in it. It's the one I read out of. Yeah. Okay. So, do you know what the word gospel means? Do you guys know what the word gospel means? Anybody? Good news. That's right. All right. I am really going to talk to your Sunday school teachers. All right. It means good news. And the good news is the life that Jesus, his death, and his resurrection. It's all about Jesus' life, and that's what's in this book. Okay? Now you know what's in this book when I read it. And the only thing that's in this book are the Gospels. Okay? Do you know how many Gospels there are? 12. That's a little high. There was 12 disciples. How many Gospels? I'm going to go, okay, phone a friend. Six, phone a friend. Okay, anybody can help them? How many Gospels? Look up there. Come on, tell me. Four. Okay, there's four Gospels.
Why does your microphone have the number 12?
Because it's number 12, Mike. In case you were wondering, he's wondering why this has a 12 on it. This one has a number 1 on it, because I'm number 1. All right. This is going to be a really long kid sermon if we keep doing this. This is going to be really long. Okay, so there's four Gospels. Okay, who can name the Gospels for me? One, just give me one.
Isaac?
Two Gospels.
Isaac?
I know who your parents are, just so you know that. I know who your parents are. Okay. Does Matthew sound like one? Does that sound good? Okay. Matthew? How about Joe? Is Joe a gospel? No, Joe isn't a gospel. Matthew? How about, it starts with an M. Mark? Yeah, very good. This is getting painful. Matthew, Mark, it starts with an L.
Leon.
Luke. All right, I'm just going to phone your friends. And who is the last gospel writer?
Isaac.
John, we just read it.
No, I said John in the beginning.
Did you?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I had to do them in order.
Wow.
Yay me. Okay. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the Gospels, okay? Now, each of those Gospels does the Gospel. They do the Jesus story of Christmas a little differently. So Matthew and Luke, they tell the story about all this behind me, the nativity, the Jesus' birth, and they tell all about that. Now, Mark goes back, he goes a little further in Jesus' life. He doesn't tell about the baby Jesus. He starts with John the Baptist, okay, and the baptism of Jesus. And then we have John's gospel, and that's what I read out of today, you know. And John's gospel, well, it goes way, way, way back. So it doesn't even sound like a Christmas story. So since you guys were paying so close attention to me, I'm going to read what John says, okay? Okay, now you got to listen now, because there's going to be questions, okay? All right. Okay, this is what John tells us. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. Without him, not one thing came to being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Does that sound like a Christmas story?
Sort of.
No. Yeah, in the beginning. Yeah. Okay, it doesn't really sound like baby Jesus going to Bethlehem, Mary going on riding on a donkey. Yeah, but listen to the. Okay, I'm gonna do another story and listen to this story. Okay, hey, listen to this story, and see if you see anything similar to it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw the light and it was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. Does anybody know where that story comes from? Where?
God.
Yes, it does come from God.
The beginning.
The beginning of the Bible. Does anybody know what the first book of the Bible is?
Matthew,
that's the first gospel. We're getting there. By the time we're done, they're going to have a whole lesson done. All right.
Isaac?
No. Think, it starts with a G.
George?
I have a brother, George. I hope he's watching. He's going to say, I'm not a very good priest. I'm not teaching you very well. All right, congregation, what's the first book of the Bible?
Genesis.
All right. So John's gospel sounds a lot like Genesis. So we have to go back to the beginning to understand John's story. And so it's a different kind of Christmas story. So I need you guys to listen to this different kind of Christmas story. Long, long ago, back before you and me, back before the whole world, there was only God. If God wanted to talk, there was only God to talk to. Has anybody ever talked to themselves here? Raise your hands. All right. So God did too. But God, we believe in one God, but we believe God is three persons. Father, right? Son, and Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, that's right. Did you learn about those three persons in Sunday school? Father, Son, you may have. Okay. I think they're just shy. They're just shy. They're just being shy.
We might have did it. We bumped our heads.
You bumped your heads. Yeah, I'm sure, Kara. You bumped your heads. Okay, so now listen. So when God the Father is talking to himself, God's self, he is really talking to the Son and the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to them, so I don't know. Okay. We're getting there. Okay. Now we get to the real story. This is going to be a possible conversation with God's self. Okay. Now this is not in the Bible. Okay. So you're going to have to listen. Okay. So God the Father said, "I think I will make a world all full of life and wonders." Well, God the Father said, and God the Spirit answered, "That's a great idea. How do we do that?" Well, God the Father said, "I'll just speak the word and it'll be so." And God the Son answered, "Right, and I'll be the word that you speak." And God the Father said, "Yes, you have been with me before the beginning. You and you are God." You too. Listen, okay? "Yes," God the Son said, "speak to me and I will bring everything into being." And so God spoke the word and all that was together, and God brought everything into the being. What do you think he brought into being? Galaxies? Stars, earth, birds, dogs, cats, Adam and Eve. I don't know what they're teaching in Sunday school here. I'm going to have to start getting out of the pew, and I'm going to have to go over there. Jupiter, yeah, all that, everything. God spoke the word, and I've lost control. And everything came into being, okay? But there was a problem. There was a bit of the problem. because sin came into the world and there was all kinds of problems. So God the Spirit said, he said, I think we need to do something to help the world. And God the Son said, yes, there seems to be so many problems. And God the Spirit said, people aren't treating each other with love and respect and kindness. And God the Son said, they forget to care for each other and our world. And God the Father said, yes, they've even forgotten about us. They live as if there is no God. And then God the Son said, that's right. And so their lives are broken. There is so much suffering. And God the Father said, it's sad. We made people to reflect our love and wisdom and goodness, but now they don't look like us at all. So God the Spirit says, that's why we need to help them. We need to heal them. We need to make them shine with our love and wisdom and goodness again. But God the Father says, how can we do that? Then God the Son said, I know. I'll go down and show them the way. And God the Father said, that's a great idea. Don't you think that's a great idea that the Son would come down? You're the word I spoke in the beginning, and you can live and speak and be among them. And God the Spirit says, yes, knowing you, they will know the way. And God the Father said, knowing you, they will know the truth. And then God the Son thought for a moment and said, yes, and I'll go and I'll be born as one of them. When I grow up, they will know me, and know me, they will know us. Yes, God the Father said, and knowing God, they'll begin to look like us again. And so, as John said in his gospel, the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. So you see, the Christmas story is from the beginning of creation. It goes way back to creation when God first brought light into the world. Now, it was the Word that brought the light that became flesh. So are you guys interested in getting something from me? Yes, you can give it out, Kira. Yes, come on up here, Kira. So everybody gets one of these, everybody that came up. And if you have a brother or sister that's waiting for you, you can get one for them too. So you each get a word book and a coloring book. So everybody gets one. Okay. And once you get your book, you can go back to your parents if you can remember where they're at. Come claim your children. Yes. All right, there you go. All right. Okay, over here.
Big bag over here.
You got one too, Kara. All right. All right. Okay, you can put that back under the tree. Okay, I'm going to sit down again because there's light right in my eye. That was not a good thing to do. I'm going to just put this down here. So the gospel writer John tells us today that the Word of God became flesh and lived among us. Jesus came into our world as a baby, and in doing so brought light into a dark world. The world can continue to be a dark place, can it? Many of you today may be here seeking the light in a dark world. Well, you've come to the right place. You see, not only did the Word become flesh and live among us, but after his earthly death and resurrection from the dead, the light of the world sent the Spirit to be part of every baptized Christian. In the words of our baptism, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. Each one of us carries the light of Christ inside. For some of us, that light is very bright, but for others, it's just a flicker. But it is there forever. Sometimes we just showing up to worship can help us to grow that light inside of each of us. Christmas is all about light because Jesus is the light of Christmas. From the lights on our trees to our houses to the candles in our church, the light reminds us of the light of the world, Jesus. At first glance, John's gospel reading this Christmas may not seem like your typical Christmas story, but I hope you see that this story in a new way. John's gospel is a different kind of Christmas story. God always had a plan to bring light back in from creation, from the beginning. Jesus was there from the beginning, and the Word made flesh in the form of a baby. And the baby is the light that shines in the darkness, and that light is for all people. The best thing is the light came into the world that first Christmas, is that Jesus' light is the light in our life, that darkness and our world cannot overcome it. The good news as we celebrate today is Jesus may be the source of light in that darkness, but he shines through each and every one of us. Let our light be Christ's light in this world. We were created in God's image. Let us continue to strive to look to as God made us, with love and wisdom and goodness again in this world. Have a very merry and blessed Christmas. Amen.